Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friend, and that topic is simply false advertising. False advertising. Of all of the things that happen in business, none are quite as agitating as false advertising. Imagine if you see a sign for gasoline at $1 per gallon and you drive into the gas station all excited to receive that inexpensive gasoline only to discover that that sign was incorrect, that somebody forgot to change it or somebody put it up there incorrectly and you're saying, no, you got to honor that deal. False advertising not only has a place in the retail space, it has a place in business as well, because there are certain things as leaders that we have to do, and it cannot be false. Everyone looking to get from point A to point B has to implement certain elements into their lives, everyday habits. Otherwise, we may fall victim ourselves of falsely advertising. Let's talk about this in more detail with our FALSE acronym. These are five elements in business that cannot be false. In other words, my friends and neighbors, these all have got to be real. The first one in our FALSE acronym is our focus has got to be real. Yes, my friends and neighbors, distractions are the biggest enemy of progress, and concentration is our vehicle to our destination. Think about it. Why is it that people discourage texting and driving? They only do it because they realize that a distracted driver is a harm or a detriment on the highway. Driving a 2,000, 5,000 pound vehicle, and that 5,000 pound vehicle could possibly harm someone just because that person's not focused. Drinking and driving, the reason it's such a problem is because they understand that that intoxication is going to eliminate the focus of the driver. By the same token, my friends and neighbors, think of how many accidents happen in business, how many missed opportunities, how many deals that were not closed, all because someone else was distracted. They didn't follow up on time. They didn't send the email like they promised. They didn't make the phone call. They missed a presentation. They didn't put the proposal together. Something caused them to be so distracted that they miss their destination. My friends and neighbors, our focus has to be real. How do I make my focus real? Just a few key things. One, we do one thing at a time. Yes, my friends and neighbors, you may do a lot of things well, but if you just do them one at a time, you never lose. Have you ever tried to multitask and you've got 15 things going at once? You're like that cook in the kitchen that's trying to cook this dish and that dish and this one all at the same time. They may finish, but the dish won't be perfect. By the same token, my friends and neighbors, focus is best outline when we can do one thing at a time. Focus is also greatest when we prioritize, when we put the things that are first ahead of all the things that are not. And when we do one thing at a time, and that one thing is the most important thing, then we move on to the next. There's no reason why we don't achieve. Do you have a to-do list, my friends and neighbors? Is it something that you're writing down every day? Are you committed to knocking out your list day in and day out? If you are, pat yourself on the back. I applaud you myself, because you are focused and your focus is real. That A in our FALSE acronym reminds us that our appreciation must be real. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we should show real appreciation. That we should thank those who work with us. We should show appreciation for the opportunities that we have to excel and advance. We should be glad for the chance to do things that so many others don't get the chance to do. Let me ask you a question. Do you really enjoy what you do? I mean, to the point to where you will tell somebody that you actually love what you do. Then if you do, my friends and neighbors, be appreciative of that. That means that you want to be slow to criticize, condemn, or complain. Dale Carnegie, in his book, How to Win Friends and Influence People, outlined the importance of not criticizing, not condemning, or complaining, but putting our focus on all the great things that are surrounding the opportunities we've got in front of us. My friends and neighbors, when we think about it, we're in a very rare air. We're in an environment where we get to do things daily that we're excited about and we love. We enjoy enjoy it. Whereas some people dread going to the office, we get excited about going to the office. Yes, my friends and neighbors, if that sounds like you, then you should show appreciation. Your appreciation must be real. Do something for your mentor. Say something to your mentee. Make sure that they understand how much you're glad that they're on this journey with you. The L in our false acronym says our leadership must be real. Yes, my friends and neighbors, there is nothing worse than false leadership. I can remember watching a movie one time, one of these old Roman movies where the gladiators were fighting, and it was customary in war for the Roman generals to actually lead in war. They were the ones on the front line. They didn't just send the troops out to battle. No, my friends and neighbors, they actually went and battled themselves. This same thing held true all the way up into the times of the Revolutionary War with George Washington. He was a general. He led his people. He didn't just send them out to fight. He was actually on the front lines fighting with them. My friends and neighbors, our leadership must be real. We must lead by example, and we must epitomize excellence. When people look at excellence in the military, they look to the generals. There are 4-star generals, there are 3-star generals, but everyone that is in the military, when they're wanting to find the epitome of excellence, they should be able to look no further than their general. How far do you have to look to find excellence, my friends and neighbors? Is excellence on the inside of you? Are you leading by example and epitomizing excellence? If so, I congratulate you because your leadership is real. That S says that our sacrifice must be real. Yes, my friends and neighbors, let me tell you, a business is all about sacrifice. It's about giving everything we've got in order to achieve everything we want. I'm reminded of a story about a chicken and a pig that went to a fast food restaurant. They saw this sign outside that said, all you can eat, ham and eggs. Well, the chicken looked at the pig and said, hey, pig, let's go in there, man. This is some good food. They get in and the chef says, I'm sorry, we're fresh out of ham and I just fried my last egg. The chicken says, no problem. I'll be glad to go in the kitchen and contribute some eggs, and my buddy Pig here, he'll contribute the ham. Pig said, hey, man, hold up. Wait a minute. See, if you go in that kitchen, all you've got to do is make a contribution. But if I go in that kitchen, I've got to be fully committed to that breakfast because a piece of me will be on that plate. Well, my friends and neighbors, see, there's the difference between contributions and commitment. Those who are committed are giving a piece of themselves to the cause. Yes, my friends and neighbors, how much of you is in everything you do? How much, my friends, is inside of you that says, you know what? I've given a part of my life to this. I've given a part of my energy, my effort, and I am as ingrained and intertwined with this as the cause itself. See, when we're committed, we're connected to the cause. We're wrapped up, as it were. And yes, my friends and neighbors, that sacrifice must be real. Finally, my friends and neighbors, I have to close with that E that says our expectations must be real. Yes, we have to have real expectations. Notice I didn't say realistic expectations because that's relative. I said real expectations. Expectations are only based on a few things. They're based on desire, mentorship, and mindset. Any expectation can be varied based on those three elements. They're based on desire, mentorship, and mindset. You see, so if I have those three components, if I have great desire, I can set my expectations high. If I have great mentorship, I can set them even higher. And if I have a powerful mindset, I can set my expectations even higher. Sit still. My friends and neighbors, don't limit what you can accomplish because all you have to do is grow in those three areas, desires, mentorship, and mindset, and nothing is impossible to you. My friends, did you enjoy this training segment? If you did, I will assure you that Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.